This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning, President's Day edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group flagship station, home of the world champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital room of workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And if you can follow us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, we're also on MeWe, Gab, the same way, the Captain's America Third Watch. And when Parler comes back, we're on the same way there, too. Don't forget, you can check out our website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And now joining us for hour number one, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Would it be time to say the pledge?
I think it would be.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I got to talk about the weather tonight starting out because about one-third of the country, from Texas and Oklahoma and Kansas and Missouri, then scooting on up into Illinois, east into upstate New York and New England, is about to get bashed with a major winter storm. Now, this storm is going to be unique in the fact that the ice in the storm is going to go all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. I'm talking about in Texas. I'm talking about Houston. I'm talking about Galveston. I'm talking about all the way down to Brownsville, Harlingen. I'm talking about across Shreveport and then on down to New Orleans, all places in between. I'm talking about Pascagoula, Gulfport, Mississippi. I'm also talking about Mobile, Alabama, all the way up to Birmingham, and then on up into Tennessee as this storm moves to the east. This is a huge storm where the big problem is going to be ice to begin with, and then in many areas it'll snow on top of that, making it extremely treacherous. And hundreds of airline flights have already been canceled across Texas and across Oklahoma and Arkansas in lieu of this.
And that would make perfect sense. Because of that ice, the plane sitting on the ground and so forth would be very dangerous trying to get up in the air.
Well, in trying to land, he'd slide off the runway.
Exactly.
But in Oklahoma, they've had several multi-car pileups. The southern corridor south of Oklahoma City, I-35 down to Texas, in some cases is being reported virtually impassable. Cars are being left out on the interstate. People are walking away from them. That's extremely dangerous to do because when the plows come up through there, they have the authority and the ability to be able to take those cars and plow them off the road if they have to open the road.
So exactly right. It's nothing to trifle with. And Captain, I don't think I've ever seen the map covered with this much red of the winter storm warning, wind chill, covering, as you mentioned, this entire Midwest part of the country.
I have not even mentioned the wind chill map, which is something that takes another third of the country. But this snow and where it goes, I'm telling you right now, 8 to 12 inches of snow from Chicago east. If you're going to be on I-90, you're going to have it all the way to Albany, New York, and in the lake effect bands up there along Lake Erie and along Lake Ontario. The snow starts at 8 to 12 inches and goes way up from there. So take your pick. And Pennsylvania, traveling I-80 is going to be an adventure. The Pennsylvania Turnpike, the Ohio Turnpike, they usually take pretty good care of it. But they're going to get a lot of snow. And again, first it's going to be the ice. There could be freezing rain, sleet, a mixture of both, and then the snow will start in as the temperatures drop.
Exactly right. So we're going to be watching this very, very carefully. And, of course, we'll be talking to you as well, Captain, in the Trucker Highway and Byway Report later on in the program.
It's going to be a very long report. But then again, it is what it is. And I haven't even mentioned what's going on northwest in the mountains. We'll worry about that in a little bit. Now, obviously, over the weekend, the big news was President Trump was acquitted. Former President Trump was acquitted for the second time from impeachment. Now, what happens next, Kyle?
Well, you know, I think that as the dust settles from this, I don't think the Democrats are going to want to simply let it be, basically. I think they're going to want to look towards what we've mentioned before, that 14th Amendment issue, trying to get it to where they could say President Trump could never run for federal office again.
Well, there's something even more heinous than that going on. It appears that the criminal aspect of all of this could be involved, because Mitch McConnell wrote a very lengthy comment at the end of all of this and spoke about it on the Senate floor. And he talked about the fact that there could be, and I'm trying to find the right thing here, there could be criminal aspects of this to come. Because of the fact that something criminal, let's see, there was an intensifying crescendo of conspiracy theories orchestrated by an ongoing president who was seemed determined to either overturn the voters' election or else torch our institutions on the way out. This unconscionable behavior did not end when the violence began. He goes on to talk about the fact that there could be the term incitement, which was talked about, incitement. That is a criminal term that he could be charged with if they wanted to do it. Hold that thought. When we come back, folks, could make this stuff up if I tried. And this was Mitch McConnell saying this. He had to mention it because it's true. It is absolutely true. They could bring a charge, a criminal charge of incitement against him if they want to do it. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your humble host, Captain Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain, 25 years worth. And this part of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, I take Relief Factor religiously twice a day and sometimes three times a day because of the problem I have with my left leg, my left ankle and foot. And it swells up, it gets inflamed, it hurts, I take it, and it's over with. It's done. End of story. And the reason is because of the ingredients. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation and goes right straight to the source of the pain and either eliminates it or lowers it to the point to where it's at least tolerable. Now, it's 100% drug-free. Love that aspect about it. It's also supporting healthy joints and muscles by enveloping the healing process. Love that part of it. Now, all of this costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's it. $19.95 for the 3-week quick start to get started and get going. And you do that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and you'll find out all about the $19.95 3-week quick start there. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got Mike from Clearwater on the line. Let's see what he has to say. Good morning, Mike. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor. You know, Professor, I see there's two things I want to cover. You know, we talked about the Democratic Party being fractured, which, you know, the radicals and the reasonable Democrats, we talked about that. Now, I see the same thing. We kind of have that same problem on our side because seven of the people that voted to convict him are now being punished. Now, we cannot go on like this. We've got to find common ground, and we got to get together, and we got to say, look, we got to do whatever we have to do to get things back on track. And I wanted to hear your thoughts on that. And then secondly, The captain and I had a little banter back and forth while I was on hold. Now, the Democrats can bring up this incitement thing, and they might have the law on their side. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do it, because most Americans, you know, the attitude is President Trump is gone, he lost, let's move on. Well, in their bloodlust to go after him, you know, that could backfire on them when it comes time for the election next year and the ultimate election 4 years from now. So what do you have to say, Kyle, and thank you so much.
Okay, first of all, Kyle, before you say anything, as far as what the Democrats are going to want to do, it all boils down to what the big money tells them to do.
Yeah, I think that is definitely a huge factor. They also want to destroy President Trump. They want to destroy pretty much anybody who wanted, whoever voted for President Trump. They want to get the very idea that you would even be associated with Trump or voting for Trumpism to be anathema here in this country. So they certainly won't want to let it go. They will continue on with the incitement thing as far as they can. They believe that they will win or have won, I think, in the court of public opinion, that kind of thing.
Well, what they're doing is they're using psyops, just like the military does when they go into a theater, and they're using psyops, reverse psychology, on the Republicans and the conservatives, and the Trump supporters trying to back them down and scare them. I do not think it's going to work. However, the Democrats are afraid of their own shadow, and if something, you know, they watch polls all the time. They religiously watch polls, and that's how a lot of what they do is done. Now, there are also Republicans that do the same, but the Democrats are notoriously famous for doing that.
Well, of course. And I do think, though, in terms of the GOP, any kind of schism that's there in the GOP over Donald Trump, the GOP would be well-suited to simply begin focusing on what the Democrats are doing and using that in 2022.
Now, let's move on with something else here, because according to Senator Lindsey Graham, and I happen to agree with him on this one, he says a new Pandora's box has now been opened by all of this impeachment stuff, by impeaching a citizen, a private citizen, for the comments that were made by this private citizen that, in their opinion, created an incitement. Okay, well, that being said, Vice President Harris could be impeached, based on what just happened to Trump for comments she's made, if and when the Republicans get control of the House of Representatives again, and she's still the sitting vice president.
Well, sure. I mean, she did several interviews back during the summertime as Senator Harris, and then candidate Harris, of course, where she talked about people were going in the streets and they're fighting and this kind of thing. But also, Captain, they might be able to bring up an impeachment. I'm just saying this for sake of argument, because it is that Pandora's box. Is everything now fair game? Can you say we're going to impeach Vice President Harris retroactively because she helped to, at the very least, promote the idea of getting people bailed out of jail after they did horrible violence and vandalism and rioting, and get them back on the street so they could go right back to doing that? That's not incitement?
Yeah. Now, one of the seven Republican senators that voted with the Democrats for impeachment, Senator Bill Cassidy, who happens to be a doctor from Louisiana, and hello to our listeners in the New Orleans market tonight. We appreciate each and every one of you, Slidell, New Orleans, and that area of Louisiana. Stay warm, stay safe, stay out of the ice. But he was censured over the weekend after his vote. Matter of fact, it took place almost immediately by the Louisiana Republican Party. They censured him. Now, what does that mean?
Well, in terms of what they're doing, I think it's much more of a political statement.
But what does it mean? What does censure mean? What are they doing?
Well, it means, as far as I can tell, it means that they are going to declare what he did not to be out of the ordinary.
Well, let's put it this way. They took his voice away when it comes to Republican matters in the state of Louisiana, just like they did Liz Cheney up in Wyoming. And there'll be more of that coming. I believe the other six will have the same thing happen to them, which is it may not sound like much, but it is if you want a voice.
Well, exactly. It kind of makes you a sort of a pariah in that regard. And a lot of these different people who voted to convict President Trump or former President Trump, they find themselves in primary.
Yeah, and the first person that calls up and tells me that these people are traitors, I'm going to hang up on them and call them a moron. You ready?
Absolutely.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Yes, that is. Yes. Good morning. What were you mentioning about prior to the break about what could happen or what they intend or plan for the president?
Yeah.
The opposition? I'll listen. Yes. Thank you, Captain.
Okay. All right. I guess he's trying to figure out what we were talking about. We were talking about the fact that the Democrats have threatened the use of the 14th Amendment, that that's still technically on the table to stop the president from running from political office anywhere, but it would have to be brought up and introduced, and a resolution would have to be passed. Again, it's not just a simple vote that does that. They got to get 60 votes to get it up on the table in the Senate. The House is a little different story. But the thing of it is when it comes to the criminal charge, which Mitch McConnell wrote about this, he said in all essence, the president is not out of the woods yet, because some of what he did that they were trying to mention that the president was guilty of incitement, that is a criminal charge, and the U.S. Senate was the wrong place to use that. If they really wanted to charge the president with that, they should have gone to a criminal court.
Well, exactly. Now, there's a couple of different aspects of this, Captain, right? And that is, number one, does the language that President Trump used on January 6th rise to the level of incitement as typically understood for people who have been prosecuted for such things? I've heard a lot of these different prosecutors say, no, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But you were mentioning to me that there was another aspect of this that they could say that it was some kind of pattern that they was building up to this.
Yeah, by the way, I'm just now getting some information warning the truckers, anybody going north to St. Louis, the current actual temperature is 15 below zero without the wind. That's the actual temperature. Tomorrow night it's supposed to be 20 below zero. The temperature will barely make it anywhere near zero today north of St. Louis. Anybody going much further north of St. Louis should plan on these temperatures, have fuel additives in place. Anti-gel additives are typically not in fuel purchase in the south. Boy, is that true. And this cold looks like it'll reach as far west as Montana, east to Michigan. Actually, it's going to come all the way to upstate New York. Also, make sure you carry extra warm clothes, blankets, food, and a means of communication would be wise. Whether it's a telephone, an amateur radio, a CB radio, it could save your life. So you guys leaving from the south with those bananas headed north, you better have your fuel right before you even get out of the state of Florida.
That's absolutely right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the CDC director and Governor Cuomo, a couple of things related and interrelated with what's going on there. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The CDC released their highly anticipated guidelines for reopening schools last week, setting out a roadmap for getting kids back into the classroom. But White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci believes schools will still need more resources to follow those guidelines. He tells ABC's This Week that Congress needs to pass a COVID relief package with funding for schools reopening.
I think that the schools really do need more resources, and that's the reason why the National Relief Act that we're talking about getting passed, we need that. The schools need more resources. The things we didn't have before, there wasn't anything that was put down solidly on paper on saying these are the kind of things that you should consider, these are the kind of things that you should follow. I mean, there was talk about it, but it wasn't actually put down in a single document that you could access.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
And I want to say hello to some people chiming in on the private channel here. Good morning to Catwoman. She's expecting upwards to a foot of snow over the next couple of days where she's at there in Indiana. Hello to Lynn and Cape Cod. Well, Lynn, you're going to freeze first and then get the snow later. Jeff in Sarasota, he was down at the gun show over the weekend. Hello to Wally. Hello to Natalie. And hello to Karen. I hope everybody's doing very well tonight. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO. That's GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. I have been with them for going on 15 years, and I am very happy to tell you that they represent me as my auto insurance company. Now, they also have my homeowner's policy. Now, you can go online to geico.com, that's G-E-I-C-O.com, type in your zip code, because they'll ask you what they can do to help you, type in your zip code and actually get a quote online for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you've got a motorcycle or an RV or a boat or an ATV, they'll do all of that for you too. And then the best way to save money is to bundle it with either your homeowner's or your renter's insurance. That will save you a bunch of money. And you do it all by going online to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. That's all you got to do, GEICO.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I don't know if you noticed this, but according to Representative Matt Gaetz, our congressman from Florida's 1st District up in the Panhandle, he says Cuomo and his staff have, and I quote, blood on their hands. It also turns out that Janice Dean is now calling for a full-scale federal and state criminal investigation on her mother-in-law and father-in-law and others who have perished. But what was ironic over all of this is CNN didn't say one word about any of this all weekend. And the little short fat guy that likes to pick on Sean Hannity, Brian Stetler, his program ignored the Cuomo nursing home scandal altogether.
Well, I'm not surprised, number one, because, you know, Captain, this doesn't look good because, and I'm not trying to be funny here because this is not a funny situation at all.
No.
But they seem to be much more concerned about, or at least, you know, having the Emmy-winning governor on CNN to talk to his brother, who has a show there, and sort of yuck it up a little bit about what's going on with the coronavirus stuff. But now, of course, it's gotten extremely real. There's just no doubt about that. And so people who are watching CNN right now may not be getting the information they need to be fully informed about what happened with the nursing home scandal here.
Well, let me tell you what's now about to take place in New York, thanks to the former New York Governor George Pataki. You have a recall effort going on there in California, right?
That's right.
Governor Pataki said, okay, with all these new details that have come out, it's time to recall Governor Cuomo. This should trigger a recall. And they were going to start looking to see what they could do to get that done.
Well, because again, this is a very, very big deal. It's not some kind of small thing. It goes to leadership. It goes to integrity. It goes to, first and foremost, safety of the public safety. And so again, with all of the fact that the entire coronavirus issue has been colored so much in politics, it goes to show that, you know, we weren't seeing just raw leadership, people making good decisions based on the science and all these kinds of stuff. It was not good at all, and we've got, and this may be one of the remedies for that, politically, but there may be other criminal issues that come up, not necessarily for the governor himself, but perhaps part of his organization, whatever it might be. We just don't know because we don't have all the facts yet.
Well, that's true. And the CDC director has been giving guidance on the to the teachers unions on whether or not teachers need the vaccine for schools to reopen. And the CDC says, no, they don't. And by the way, the danger with students sixth grade and below is a whole lot less than it is sixth grade and above. And all they said they have to do is wear a mask, social distance, and guess what? Wash your hands.
Yeah, all those things. And what the CDC is talking about is they're saying, well, you would do those things and do them, I essentially what they say, do it more forcefully. But out here in California, Captain, we've got some 35,000 people in a teachers union, basically, one of the unions representing them. And, they're pushing back on this whole thing because the CDC says you don't need to have the vaccine for all teachers in order to open schools. I had an opportunity to talk to a teacher from Nebraska over the weekend, and he told me, he said, we're the teachers I know, we're not worried about the vaccine per se. We're all wearing masks. We're all taking those social distancing. We're doing all the stuff. He says, and everything has been fine so far. And so, again, politics is all part of this as well in different parts of the country.
Now, I just got a message from one of our listeners, Johanna. And she sent me a message, and it reads as follows. Jonathan Turley stated that nothing President Trump said or did rises to the level of a crime. I would believe him over any Democrat or McConnell. Very good point. She also goes on to say if Congress tries to use the 14th Amendment, that case would end up in the U.S. Supreme Court because Trump was acquitted of inciting insurrection. And that's also true.
Well, absolutely, and Johanna's exactly right. And again, it goes to exactly what we were talking about. What President Trump said in a speech does not apparently rise to that kind of level. So again, if typical stump speech rhetoric, then would every Democrat have to be brought up on charges?
Well, I will say this, and I'll still stick to my guns on this one. I think Rudy Giuliani did more harm with his rhetoric than President Trump did.
Well,
because Rudy Giuliani actually came out and talked about, this is war, we need to fight. He came out, he started all that.
Well, he did. He used the phrase trial by combat, which in and of itself may be a legal, like a legalese kind of jargon, but in that situation, it could be very, very incendiary.
And we do know, and there is proof, if they really want to investigate this and get down to what we are finding out, we're actually being handed, and Colonel Jim, who is my source, is actually being handed by his intelligence people, proof of what's been going on here in terms of the planning that was taking place weeks and even in some cases a month or two ahead of time once the president announced that we're going to have this big rally.
Well, that's right. So here's the thing. Now you have a series of bad actors that we're finding out about who already had designs to do something very, very bad at the Capitol building that day. Democrats seem to be piggybacking on that in terms of the president. Well, you know, the president was talking about the election and all these kinds of things. Does he not have free speech to say he has an opinion about what happened in the election? But does that incite a crowd? Does that incite the people who we can begin to see now we're absolutely planning that? So, in other words, their case starts to fall apart. But again, the bad actors did bad things.
All right. I've got a question here from James in Clearwater. This came in via text. He says, why is Governor Cuomo not being charged with involuntary manslaughter? Well, because nobody's brought the charge against him. That has to come through either the New York Attorney General or one of the district attorneys. It can't just be an individual that brings that out.
Well, that's right. And again, like I said earlier, we don't have all the facts yet. But when those facts come out, you might have prosecutors that look at this and say something is here. And also, Captain, has
takes an investigation.
Well, exactly. And it also has something to do with the media making sure that they're trying to get to the bottom of this whole thing. If especially, and I'll just say this in a general sense, if CNN appears that it's soft pedaling all this, it could more seriously damage their reputation.
Yeah. By the way, I got one for you. Did you happen to see where Eric Swalwell made the comment that God is a woman while discussing the Trump impeachment trial?
I did. I heard that comment.
What has he been reading?
Well, I guess
it's not the Bible.
Well, no. Well, the Hollywood Squares answer, the funny answer would be he's trying to distract from the whole thing with Feng Feng. I mean, that's number one. But the serious answer is yes. He's not referring, or he doesn't understand the theology of it all. Over the last couple millennia, we've always understood that the living God, the God of the Bible, reveals himself as Father. It's not because he wants to oppress women or something like that. It's just the way that it has been. But he's flying in the face of commonly understood theology, unfortunately.
Well, okay. but this kind of stuff is going to backfire. Okay, folks, get ready, because we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with a fairly long Truckers Highway and Byway report. And, I mean, it's a humdinger, so you guys and gals out on the highway are going to want to pay attention, because I'm telling you, I'm not making this up. If you're leaving from down here and you're headed north up into Wisconsin, Minnesota, the Dakotas, maybe you're headed to the Northwest, you better have your fuel right now, down here, before you ever get up there.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captains of America.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. By the way, congratulations to Mike McDowell, car number 34, the Loves car. Now, Loves is a truck stop, travel stop, kind of a quick stop deal there, but they do have some food in there as well. And they're the ones that sponsor him, them and Speedco, which is a oil change place that can be found at a lot of truck stops, including a few of the new Loves that are out there. So congratulations to him. Been racing 14 years, and he finally got his first win. What a time to get it, the Daytona 500, which ended about midnight last night. All right, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, wherever you're at, the nation's largest truck stop chain. Stop by, check them out. In the meantime, here's Colt Ford.
I moved to the big city to make a little bit of money, then get back home. Now here I am living in a little subdivision surrounded by steel and stone. I got a neighbor, he's a lawyer, his wife could be his daughter. He don't know what to think of me, 'cause I sight my bow on a styrofoam dough by the hole of the 18th green. 'Cause I ain't out of the woods yet, still got a blue collar and a redneck, got a a gun rack in the back window of my four-wheel drive. A country boy can't survive. I say, hey, y'all, and I reckon so. We're the Mossy O's from head to toe. As corn-fed, cornbread country as a boy can get. No, I ain't out of the woods yet.
Alrighty, that's Colt Ford, and we got to get going here because we got a lot of weather to talk about. I'm going to bring Kyle into this. Kyle, I'm going to read the statement. I'm going to give it to you, and then I got a book I could write here. A major winter storm, ladies and gentlemen, is going to bring heavy snow and ice from the southern plains all the way up into the northeast and New England. Now, this is going to continue to impact the southern plains and will lift into the northeast through Tuesday into Wednesday with a large area of snow, sleet, and freezing rain expected. A lot of this is going to start out as sleet and freezing rain. The snow will come over it and it'll make it really slippery. Now, there will be significant travel disruption and a concern for major power outages across the system's path. Also, airlines canceling flights in the area right now. An Arctic air mass is also going to remain active over much of the central U.S. this week. We have got wind chill factors below zero all the way down into southern Texas, almost all the way to the Mexican border. Kyle, take it away. What's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, that system is coming in through the Pacific Northwest. We're seeing a lot of rain up in the Seattle and Portland areas, also in Northern California and Southern Oregon. We've also got snow all through Washington State, and especially over into the Spokane area, and then over into Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, where, of course, is 4th of July pass, about 11 miles outside of Coeur d'Alene. They have a winter storm warning right now at 4th of July. It's going to be heavy snow through tonight and also through Tuesday morning, so be very, very careful if you're traveling across I-90 in that area. Then also down near Boise, we have a winter storm warning as well, this along I-84, and that winter weather advisory is going to continue through Idaho and along Interstate 15. This will be north of Idaho Falls. All throughout the state of Montana tonight, Captain, we do have a wind chill advisory literally covering pretty much about 90% of the state of Montana. Then down in Wyoming, we've got a wind chill warning. This is going to be in the Gillette area along I-90. Also, as you travel down I-25 towards Cheyenne, that wind chill warning is going to be there. Wind chill advisory as you head west from Cheyenne through Laramie out through Elk Mountain. Down the I-25 corridor, that wind chill warning continues into Colorado through Denver, Boulder, Castle Rock, all the way down I-25 and down into New Mexico, where we also are seeing that wind chill warning happening right now as you get into those areas. So again, this is a lot happening all over the West tonight, Captain. Also through Utah, avalanche warning as you come up Interstate 15, and that winter weather advisory continues all the way from St. George all the way up to the border with Idaho. Out in California, in the desert area, in I-15, I-40, wind advisory tonight as well, Captain.
Well, here we go. Get a pencil and pen. There'll be a question or a quiz afterwards. North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, most of Oklahoma, Texas, West Texas in particular, all the way to the Mexican border, eastern New Mexico, eastern Colorado, eastern Wyoming, and most of Montana, wind chill factors way down below zero, actual temperatures way down below zero. Never mind a wind chill. You don't want to know after that. 15 to 25 below zero. Many places across the Dakotas, as well as Minnesota, northern part of Wisconsin. But the snow, let's get started with that. The snow runs across two-thirds of Texas tonight. Winter storm warning all the way down to the Mexican border. And I mean all the way to the Mexican border. All the way around the Gulf. All the way over past New Orleans. Winter storm warning over into Pascagoula, Mississippi tonight. Now, there's also a winter storm watch at the present time as this storm moves to the east over in Mobile, Alabama. And probably will be put on before the show's over in Pensacola, Florida as the system moves to the east. What's happening south of I-20 is freezing rain and sleet is coming onto the roads. They expect a half to three-quarters of an inch of ice on the road before the snow flurries kick in, and then that's going to just make it a real zoo. The Metroplex in Dallas was horrible again yesterday. Fort Worth, Oklahoma, numerous massive pileups in Oklahoma. I-35 was mentioned to be untraveligable south of the... south of the Texas line, or south of Oklahoma City down to the Texas line. The southern part of Kansas, southeastern part of Kansas, winter storm warning. Missouri, all the way across I-44 to St. Louis, and I mean all the way across. All of Arkansas, all of Louisiana, all of Mississippi, most of Alabama, and two-thirds of Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee. They're talking 3 to 6 inches of snow all the way across towards Nashville and east towards Knoxville, upwards to a foot of snow, depending on where you go. And that's just over the next 24 to 36 hours. Kentucky, same thing, winter storm warning. West Virginia, winter storm warning. The western part that's going to move to the east, you have a winter storm watch. In the rest of Maryland and the eastern part of West Virginia, also the southern part, southern eastern part, Philadelphia over to about Harrisburg is under a winter storm watch. Western part of PA is under a winter storm warning. It's going to get real iffy along I-90 all the way from Chicago. If you're going east, I-80, I-90 tonight, you're going to be in it. Up on I-90 all the way to just about Albany, New York, as that storm continues to move to the east. If you're going up and down I-81 north of Syracuse, you're going to be in a major snowstorm headed north again, as well as 87 north of Saratoga Springs. Buffalo, north-south from Lake Ontario all the way down to the West Virginia border. Roads affected, I-77, I-79, I-71, I-64, I-70, I-40, I-55, I-57, I-59, I-30, I-20, I-12, I-10, I know I missed, I-65, northern part of I-65. All those roads will be affected by the winter storm warning for the next couple of days. So you allow yourself plenty of time. Make damn sure your fuel is right. If you're leaving the South, do not leave the South without getting your fuel properly taken care of. Your fuel in the South is notorious for having water in it. And you don't want any water in a fuel tank when you go north because you'll freeze up. And it's not a pretty thing when that happens. So get your fuel additive in your trucks right now. That goes for anybody with a diesel vehicle, whether it's a car, a truck, a bus. Get it in now before you leave Florida to go north, because it's really going to be bitter. The further north you go, the colder it's going to be. And Kyle, the pilot in Flying J, is a pretty good place to camp out because it'll be nice and warm in there. And by the way, there will be power outages, but the pilots in Flying J's normally have a generator there.
That's exactly right, Captain. Stop in and get a hot cup of coffee. Mention the Captain's America Third Watch. You'll get a free cup of coffee.
That's right. Happy to do it. Okay, and I'll be right back with more as hour number two comes around, and we got plenty more to talk about here. And I got a question here from one of the listeners about something else that's going on here legally. And then I got a statement made by one of the listeners. So we'll get into all that when I come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.